www.victimsite.com. And in fact, one of our cast members in Around the World in 80 Days, Graham Steeksma, plays the doctor. It's great.
Does he die?
No, he doesn't die.
Doesn't regenerate?
No, he doesn't regenerate.
Excellent. Well, we're well over time. Well over time. Stay tuned to CITR for Saint-Tropez, featuring Christine, who's got some excellent music lined up. She's looking through it right now. I'm liking her picks. I think you'll like it too. We'll be back in 2 weeks. If you want to relive this magic, you should check out CITR.ca. But for now, a message from the greatest pizza place on campus, Pi R Squared. Good night, Vancouver.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub, Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine, and I'm a little tired today, so I don't really feel like talking too much, so I'm just going to go straight into the music. I'm going to play some old Susie and the Banshees, and this is a track called Swimming Horses from 1984. And I'm going to find out what album it's from. I should know what album it's from, but I'm cheating and playing it from a greatest hits collection. But anyway, this is Swimming Horses by Susie and the Banshees.
Drive. Everything slips away.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was The Rave on It from their last album, In and Out of Control, with a track called Heart of Stone. They're from Denmark. Played two Danish bands, one Swedish and then one English. The Swedish person would be Anna Ternheim, who I played before that, from her album Halfway to 5 Points with a track called Bridges. And she's awesome live. She plays Vancouver every so often. She tends to play with... she tends to open for bands like El Perro del Mar. In fact, she might be coming with El Perro del Mar, but I don't want to say anything on air because I might have my information incorrect. But that's who I saw her with a couple of years ago. She opened for El Perro del Mar, and she was pretty fantastic. She almost stole the show. At least in my eyes, she did. She was really great. Solo performer. And anyway, before that, we heard Copenhagen, Denmark, Mew, from their album And the Glass-Handed Kites. And I know they have a new album, but I still prefer this album. I can't help it. And I played you a track called An Envoy to the Open Fields from that album. Such a good album. Mew, such a good band. And before that, we heard Susie and the Banshees, very old material. Swimming Horses from their 1984 album Hyena. Yes, I got it correct this time. And I actually have this on vinyl, but it's only a recent purchase on vinyl. As much as I love Susie and the Banshees, I have to confess that my history with them is a little bit patchy. I didn't have all their albums when I was a teenager because I couldn't afford them. And I guess I never went back and bought them all because I had like the singles collection and I had Tinderbox, which is a later album. But now it's really fun to sort of go back and get into the really early albums. So anyway, speaking of early music, I'm going to sneak in some old Pink Floyd when Sid was still in the band, Sid Barrett. And this is a really great track called The Scarecrow, written by Sid Barrett, of course, but performed by him and Pink Floyd when he was still in the band. So this is The Scarecrow by Pink Floyd.
Scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a bird on his hat and sure everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up rough and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate, desires not in kind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field where barley grows.
chasing away the evils of the night. People came to worship in the flame and build a golden temple.
cats put out. The fire stoked up and the fish have all been fed. There's no one to disturb us. So put down your coffee mug. Let's get to work. Come over here and join me on the rug. And we can
do that thing.
Time is right and the evening's just begun. Well, you know the fun that we had last night. You said it was a groove. Let's get to work down here right now, 'cause I'm feeling in the mood to just
do that thing.
That's the way you've always done. She don't care about her. She thinks you're just bigger.
say it's a dead old world, but you're so unforgiving. Ooh, I don't know where you live, but you're not living.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
CITR 101.9 FM, you are listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was a commercial, but but the last track we played was Tomorrow, the band Tomorrow from the 60s, from the album Psychedelia at Abbey Road, and with a track called Why. And before that, we heard kind of a hokey pokey Fairport Convention song from their Heyday album, which is a bunch of BBC sessions from the 60s. And the name of the track was If It Feels Good, You Know It Can't Be Wrong. And before that, we heard The Fingers. These are all sort of obscure 60s psychedelic bands. Another track off the Psychedelia at Abbey Road album. And Circus with a Female Clown. I kind of like that title. And The End before that. Interesting trivia about The End is that their album came out in 1969 and it was produced by Bill Wyman, and I think he was actually in the band as well. Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones, I think. Gosh, I ought to get my 60s facts straight here. Yeah, Bill Wyman is in the Stones, or like a later version of the Stones, I think. I think he joined the Stones in the 70s or something. I don't know. Oh my God, Rolling Stones fans out there are just going to be freaking out, saying I'm getting everything wrong here. Before that, we heard Pink Floyd from the early singles collection, which is really only available. The version that I have is from a box set that they put out back in the 90s, and a track called The Scarecrow. So you can tell I'm kind of tired today because I'm just kind of rambling on here. It's pretty awesome. But I'm going to change things up again and play you some more current stuff. A band called Sobe Seksu from the States, although the singer, I believe, is Japanese. And this is from their latest album called Rewolf. And it's a song called New Year's by Sobe Seksu.
She is sorry, talking a couple. つないと叫んでてもあなたは消えていくだけど
pop group The Hilltop Hoods have already dominated Down Under, and now they're looking to do the same here in Canada. Catch The Hilltop Hoods February 10th at Venue in Vancouver.
The tour, in support of their platinum album State of the Art, will be their first headlining tour in Canada. See The Hilltop Hoods up close and personal before they graduate to stadium shows.
Tickets are going fast, so get yours sooner than later. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, Livestock and Zulu.
The Hilltop Hoods at Venue in Vancouver, February 10th. Don't miss it.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Neon Indian from their album Psychic Chasms? Chasms. I don't even know how to say that word. That's ridiculous. Psychic Chasms? Chasms. Chasms. I'm going crazy. But anyway, the song is called Psychic Chasms, too. And before that, we heard the Pastels from their brand new album, Tennis Coats, Two Sunsets with So Many Stars. And before that, we heard Sobi Seksu from their album Rewolf and a track called New Year's. Well, the time is now 6 minutes to 6 p.m. And do stay tuned for Heather and Queer FM at 6 p.m. Yay! And I still got a bit of time left. I'm going to play some Clientele from their new album, Bonfires on the Heath, which is actually one of my top 10 albums of 2009, which I still haven't made my list. But Susie, if you're listening, you inspired me, so I am going to put in my top 10 together soon for 2009. And hey, I'll even read it off on the show, my next show in 2 weeks' time. In fact, maybe I'll just bid you adieu now, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to Saint-Tropez. And I'm going to leave you with some clientele from the album Bonfires on the Heath with a track called Share the Night. And if I have any time left, I'm going to sneak in some Big Star. But I don't think I'm going to have time. But maybe not. Okay. All right. I will make sure that I podcast the show, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks again for tuning in.
Share the night with me, share the night on the tracks as the baby bats fly through the porcelain cracks, through the sycamore leaves, the sycamore trees, the haunted faces in the streets. Yeah, I kiss your sides, I touch your skin, you breathe me off way back into my hands are red. My shirt sleeves creased, you flower through my lips and teeth. Share the night. Share the night with me. Now baby, sleep. Cops, the streets that gleam now, the zodiac moons and the calendars blur, the very always see the earth. Share the night. Calendar's blur.